The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Take it all in. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
July 18th, 2025. Look at you. God. Thank God. Look. And I was thinking, like, we wasn't even working last Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Or the Friday before that.
Well, we had the last two Fridays off.
Guys, this is our first Friday in 3 weeks. And if I had to be up this early somewhere under duress, I'd rather not be anywhere than here with you guys, to be honest with you. Can't think right now.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
The grandkids would be in disarray this early. The animals, it'd be feeding time. So if I have to be up right now, I'm glad to be here with y'all.
Oh, that's interesting with the kids, man. I can't remember the age where kids sleep in. Seems like the younger they are, they're up like a lot.
Oh, yeah. You ain't kidding.
Yeah, they're up early because they're hungry.
They're
excited to go somewhere.
But the cool thing, though, is once they hit like 2.5, you can literally say, how about Grandpa turn on the TV and we just lay here for a little while?
Well, you can go get yourself some cereal. I remember those days.
30 months.
Well, you have to drive you some cereal because Grandpa don't keep it in the house.
Oh.
Go in there and get you one of them protein bars,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, I wanted cereal the other day and I didn't get it. I'm like, I don't want it really.
What kind?
A bad one, like a bad sugary
so,
cereal.
So, yeah, you were just having a sweet rush.
Yep. Yeah. I was like, I don't want this.
See, I'm just remembering the days with my husband. He liked cereal.
You know what's crazy is in marketing school, they would always say, and it's true, people buy with their eyes. And we eat with our eyes also. I mean, don't, because you'll probably get pink eye or something. Maybe worse. You might get a black eye. I said eye, not guy. Can't guarantee the previous. So there's no guarantees on that. There's a little asterisk down at the bottom of the screen right now. What was my point? See, I've tried to get better at that, of starting down a road and then having to ask someone where I'm going. It's like I have a conversation dementia. Hey, I'm going down this road. Do you know why I am?
Just driving down. I don't know about it. Something about eating with your ass.
Okay, so eating with your eyes.
That's what
Thank you. And we eat with our eyes. So if you like the other night when I went in the grocery store, I walked through the bakery and I felt like they had some kind of blower from the oven right in my nose because it smelled fresh and wonderful. Oh. You know, like ever how Subway's figured it out. Like if there's a Subway within, I feel like, I mean, if I'm on that show Destination, what's it called? Where the X are you? If I'm on that, this sounds like we're a promotional piece
where
for
you
it,
is.
But
where
I
you
still
is.
Not watched it.
It's good.
I get if I'm blindfolded and there was a Subway within half mile, I could know that. They have even in a Walmart that usually
it's
have you noticed Walmarts
bread.
Either
you mean plural because some people say Walmarts for just
my
one.
Mom said Walmarts with a K.
Marks.
And so did her mother. But you ever notice like a Walmart either smells musky or there's no smell at all, like one of those strange places where there's a lot of people and a lot of things but there's no smell really.
Yeah, well, unless you get to my Walmart, as soon as you walk in, the deli's right there. So
well, see, Subway's right near the one where or I have two within it's like I'm being yanked this side by this town, this side's got the right hand come to our Walmart. Matt, man,
come to this one,
not really.
Wow,
that.
You have no loyalty for Marts.
Mine's got a Domino's.
Well, it depends on the time of day which Walmart I go to.
That's me, too.
Yeah.
The music, though, they'll cut the music out. I don't like that during the day.
What kind of music do you want at your Walmart?
Anything other than just silence in a huge retail store.
It's because when you're walking through a Walmart, especially alone, shopping, and you're not talking with someone, you're hearing everyone else's conversations, and you feel like you're on Grand Theft Auto walking down the street. Walking by these people.
That's great.
You're like I the microphone is my ears. So I'm going down the aisle in a buggy. Yeah. And then she called me and said that she was pregnant. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? Do you got a you walk through those conversations. Yep. You hear, and
exactly
it's like,
right.
You are so right.
And it's like maniacal, because if you do the big Walmart loop, which means you're not buying clothes or homewares, you're just doing the loop to get the food, essentially.
Mine's like, you know, whatever I need.
You stay on the grand course, you'll hear 10 dozen different variations of what I just did.
Yeah.
You got to walk the whole thing.
He was going to the doctor, and they got the test results back, and you know what they said? And I'm kind of like slowing down a little bit, like, I want to hear what the test results are.
You're pushing the cart. Hey, did you hear that Tommy's, he just found out he has AIDS. I'm like,
what? Oh, God.
He's got his boyfriend now.
Yeah. And she called him years later and said, dude, that's your son, Lil Forrest. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was a movie. You know, just these crazy conversations. So I say don't go alone. otherwise, it's going to drive you crazy and make you think that life is all just a matrix. And there are some non-playable characters.
I'm on a mission when I'm there for something very important.
You likely are looking at your clock, not lollygagging. Like, yeah. It's almost like you're going into, all right. My control, I wasn't in the military. My sergeant says I got to go in and get toilet CO. Paper and my CO. That's correctional officer.
Like
or commanding officer.
I've had to buy all the steak sauce on
all right,
there.
I'm going to go. All right, here's my map. I've got my mental map. I'm going to lay out. I'm going to do the big loop. I'm not buying clothes. So I'm going to go through here and then, all right, I need to get out of here by like this time. They're like, no choices.
Yeah. Don't God, I would hate to do it like that.
I need.
All right, here we go. We're going toward the produce. Uh-huh. And then she said, oh, my God, you have a penis. And I was like, of course I do. I was born a man. You hear this weird, like, it's.
No, you dating.
It makes you think, seriously, that this could all be just like a video game that our souls are playing in outer space. And there are non-playable characters in this world.
You're pushing your car. Hey, man, did you hear about Doug's daughter dating a Mexican? Really? Oh, that's kind of cool. Hang on now. Let me hear what all Doug's daughter's up to now. Let me get a dating history on this chick.
And then you loop it around and say, well, no, look, before I say what I think, you need to tell me who you voted for in the last
election. Oh, God.
It's just like.
You get a lot of that.
It's so wild. And you, sometimes, like, if you have a little time to lollygag, you'll hover around them saying, let's see if they, you know, like the old woman on that one Grand Theft Auto, you walk by her, she's saying the same thing every time. Like, they're almost painting the picture that she has Alzheimer's or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Literally, you walk around this old lady, and she's saying the same phrase over and over again. So it's not like a sneeze. That was me opening the bottle.
If I see two people at the end of the aisle kind of blocking it, I'll just passive-aggressively push the cart and say Facebook. I'll just walk by them and say Facebook.
What is that? What does that mean?
Like, get the hell out of the aisle and get on social media if you want to talk to each other.
Oh,
Facebook.
That's smart. Yeah,
and
have
then
X,
and it go, it does not go without saying, every single visit that I go. When I say single, I mean by myself. Now, if I got the kids or anything like that, with grandkids, I mean, yeah, I'm playing referee. I'm also driving the vehicle, which is a because when you go to Target, you got to get the big limo one.
Well, so you at the sweet age now, the one grandkid don't care. He don't know where he's at.
He's no, just, he doesn't. He's holding his head up now.
He's just hanging
like,
out.
He's holding his head up now. Like, all right, yes. That's so positive.
Hell yeah.
The other one, I'm like, distracting him from all the Marvel stuff that's around the store,
yeah.
Which is not just in toys now. They sprinkle the Marvel into the food, the gummy treats, everything. Marvel.
We ain't getting a toy. You just tell them when you come in. We ain't getting one.
Every single visit, no matter, and I'll say it is Target also, you will have usually an older woman, and it's not just any particular ethnicity or skin color or anything. It's all older women, and it's not ever a man. Having the conversation on this... That wasn't even me for a while. What was that? Oh, is this your phone?
Yeah. Blown up. Sorry.
So, microphone's my ears. Where you at right now? I'm at Target. I got to go to Target. I got to get some chocolate chip cookies. Oh, whose birthday is it? Oh, you know, Cheryl retiring. Cheryl, she's still with it. Like, you're hearing both sides of the conversation.
Chocolate chip cookie.
You're hearing off the cuff. You literally are having, like, I'm hearing both sides of this conversation.
Yeah.
Why is it on speaker, and why is she holding it? Almost like a white woman holds her proud coffee when she's walking through the farmer's market up in the air like she's a Statue of Liberty. I have a coffee. They do that with the phone. They're like,
it's like being,
I got to get chocolate chip cookies because Shell's retired.
It's like being at a Calhoun Falls town meeting where everybody's yelling at each other. Like, you're just going to hear some conversations. You know?
I'm always there right before it's going to close and it's really late and I'm on a mission to get things like, oh, I need some gloves and oh my gosh, and I've got to get some laundry detergent and I'm here, dog food, and I'm here, there, across the way and doing it in 10 minutes.
Oh, you know what? I'm every aisle. Every aisle.
Oh, Lord.
Are you wandering? Fondle. I don't. I'm on a mission.
You actually like bear down and go into the clearance aisle?
All of it. I got to go today. My weekly trip will be
that's
today.
Painful.
I'll go completely all the
payday.
Way.
Payday. It makes sense.
Yeah. You got to go all the way to the left and get dog food. You go all the way around. Then you start on the food. I'm every aisle.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. I'm three aisles, maybe four aisles.
You can tell I've thought about this a lot. The other thing is crazy. It's like we were talking about yesterday. Like we are creatures of habit, and we say that we don't like it, but down deep, like we have to have that. But the monotony of going to a Walmart or a Target, but then when you're at a different one, not yours, maybe out of town, and their Walmart floor map is not the same. Oh, Will, you get pissed.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like, where are your arts and crafts?
Where's the fabrics?
I need your teals, lavender bath, and I need
And then they look at you and say, you're in the neighborhood market. You ain't in a real Walmart.
You know what? I got to give a shout out to my neighborhood market manager, Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Man, I love hearing you bitch on my way to work every morning.
Hi, Pete.
Pete's awesome.
Pete, what's the plan there, though? Do you want to be, like, corporate manager?
Pete runs that place.
Yeah, but, like, is he happy with that?
Let me tell you
Does he
something.
Want to be district manager? he happy with just being the store manager?
I worked at Walmart. They Thank give you. You the pitch when you come in. They'll bring the store manager. This is what they used to do.
Yeah.
Bring in the store manager. Let's say his name's Larry Aiken. I'm just picking a random name. They're like, Larry here is going to retire a millionaire. And he started like you're starting out now, and he worked his way up. And then that's where they get you. That's where they hook you. And then you can make bank.
You're going to be a millionaire working there?
Oh, you could easily retire with at least $1 million from, you know, Walmart management. That's where they kind of hook you in.
But how many hours a week are you working though?
100.
See, I don't know now. They changed everything completely. COVID kind of, didn't ruin the company, obviously, but, you know, changed
it. It made them realize how important Amazon was to America and that they needed to copy that blueprint and
they don't
head
need,
that way.
They don't need people to check you out. You can do it yourself.
No 24 hours anymore.
See, that right there in itself is kind of crazy. You know how I was saying, like, you go into the out-of-town Walmart or Target and the floor map's different and you're like, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where this stuff is. Like, that applies to a whole bunch of little scenarios in my head just then. I mean, like, really. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you go to a
any store, really.
Like a restaurant, like a chain restaurant, and the bathroom's not in the same place.
I've never gone to the bathroom at a Walmart.
I try not to either. I try not to, only because as a kid, I always had to. Like, I always had to take a dump when I went to Walmart as a kid. I don't know if it was stress, even as a kid.
Is it routine?
Oftentimes, it would be on a Friday night. Pyramid of cans in a pale moonlight. It would be after going out to eat with my grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
So we probably went to a buffet, and that might have been just the first stop for my guts. But Matthew, you going to go to the bathroom? Because we're warm. It became kind of a thing. But when you would venture down, but I'm back at a restaurant, though, you'd venture down the hallway that normally is the bathroom, and you go to push the door, and it's locked, it's employees only. And then someone comes to the door and says, bathroom's on the other side. I'm like, what's up with your Applebee's? What is wrong with this situation right now? I almost took a dump in your manager's office.
You know who was worse? Back in the day, Pizza Hut, man. They had the unisex bathroom. And then I'm like using it as a kid saying, I can't lock the door because it's the only bathroom. So I'm in there taking a dump as a kid. People are coming in and out using the urinal.
Oh, God.
Just sitting there.
That's like... they are by proxy sexual predators.
Yes, because they won't say,
their
I'm sorry.
Penis was out while his butt was.
They'll say, I'm not sorry. Or they won't say, I'm sorry. They'll just come in and do their business and probably, like, it was real odd.
Isn't it wild, though? Like, if you drive to work and you I mean, I just did it. Well, you know, many of you are doing it right now. You're not even thinking about where you're going. Like your inner GPS is kind of taking you there, and that's why your first thoughts of the morning are always kind of like your best thoughts of the day.
Yeah.
It's because you haven't been conditioned yet by the world.
The brain warmed up.
Yeah, I wake
but
up
if there's
happy.
If there's a detour, you fly from peaceful driving to work, not even like almost autopilot in a sense. But then if there's a detour, they're still picking up the cones because they do all the overnight work. They're still picking. You're like, what the hell? Like you turn into Hulk. I do. I mean, that's it. Just goes from oh wow, I'm Bruce Banner, just a scientist, to hey, get out of my way.
I'm always. What time is that? Where do I have to be? Okay.
How about the guy who sets out the cones, who you know randomly messes with people, and will put a cone in the middle of your lane?
Dude, coming back from Tennessee, they you know even right there before going down 40, before you get in Nashville, where like all that got washed away
oh,
there.
Yeah. I think it might be closed again.
Well, no, because I just came, maybe not now, but it goes to one lane, and then they've got those, they're not cones, and they're not real walls. It's like those.
Well, that's those traffic chutes they used to have on 85.
The one, they don't like automatically like lay down if you hit them, but you can knock them down. But
oh, you're talking, okay.
You know, like their arms up in the air.
Real skinny cones.
Yeah. Well, no, they're not cones. It's
are they dildos?
Nope,
maybe.
Not a dildo. Paige, any guesses? It's like a metal piece with a reflector sticker on top. And they're like here like fence posts going down the side of the road.
But oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
See where a couple of them have been
median?
Taken down. Not a median.
Seen those. Like yeah. Every, you know, couple inches apart.
So every four of them are knocked down. Because you can tell like a trucker or somebody like, I shouldn't say trucker.
Probably some kid.
Probably some kid.
But most likely a trucker.
Brat kid or trucker.
He won Wolf Trucker or somebody.
Knocking it down and it kind of maybe waking them up and they swirl back onto
oh,
the
yeah.
road. But then
or
you
a
see
storm.
A little bit later, three more go down. And it's like, man, this person was narcoleptic driving down the side of a mountain. Crazy.
It's like driving
as hell.
By braille.
Boom, 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 boom. Well, so I'm glad you said that because
oh, yeah.
It brings me back to the original
Bumpy
thing.
Road.
Eating with our eyes. So.
Don't do it.
You go to the grocery store or whatever, and you see something like, God, that looks good. And maybe you get it at home, and you don't ever eat it at all. Or when you do, you're like, oh, why did I buy this? Because
yep.
We're eating with our eyes. So by that way of thinking, blind people should be in incredible shape.
Yeah.
Really should be.
Yeah.
No
excuse. Or if you were born without, you can't be born without a nose. I mean, I guess you could. Michael Jackson left this world without one. But if you didn't have the smell, like I was talking about the fragrance of
of
Subway. Like some people text me and say they're disgusted by that smell. I like it. I like the smell better than I do the food sometimes. But if you didn't have that sense of smell, would it – you can tell my daily battle's food. I mean, it really is. I think about it a lot. Like,
I do too.
Like, man, I was doing good during COVID. Well, I also couldn't smell during COVID. Did that help? Did that help that
I couldn't
taste smell
either,
during
so
COVID because I started losing weight?
Yeah, well, some people still can't. It was a good boost to get in shape. But
mm-hmm.
They never
well, it gave away. Everybody time to have a hobby. So it was either I'm going to get a Peloton or I'm going to start collecting ball cards again. One of
yep.
the two.
God,
the
I
way
didn't
it all
either.
Happened.
What's wrong with me?
You decided to start waxing vaginas and making movies. So.
Yeah.
You clearly won out of that whole thing.
Playing a hooker, waxing.
The loser hook. Was Bats.
A waxing
really
hoe. Yeah.
Waxing hoe. Oh. Thinking about we can get on that tangent of business names. That's good. Waxing hoe.
Oh, God, I had this conversation that I cannot have with you today.
If it's going to be wax and, is it wax and hoe or waxin' hoe? Because if you say wax and hoe, it reminds me of that restaurant Fork and Plow. And you don't want to think about eating at the other place.
But they won't spell it like plow. They got to be cute with it.
Plow.
Or plug.
Like if you said you were going to go plow a woman, would you do it with a W or would you do it with the O-U-G-H? Because in my mind, if I was an immigrant coming to this country, I would read the word cough, so I'd call that a plough.
A plough. It would be a capital W, assuming it has to be a woman. You know, we could put whatever in there.
You would do capital W. Would almost spell like it's an island in Hawaii. Like... Oh, we're going to this little wonderful island is called Waxenho.
Waxenho.
It's Waxenho. And
oh my gosh,
Melakiliki Maka, we're in waxing home.
That's the thing. When people talk about going to Hawaii, you're like, okay, where'd you go? Like, I don't know.
No,
well, I went to Melakiliki Maka,
Lot Islands.
Yeah,
you went to the bad part of Hawaii.
I only do the front part. I won't do the back part. So if you have Harry on,
I'm the same way with the moon.
That's your own deal. I mean, right. I'll wax your back, but not your bottom.
Hey,
why? It's like all connected.
I
usually
know when I had that conversation.
You got to get the chode, man. You got to.
I sometimes wonder, is it like on one track of hair? Like if you were a hairier person, could mm-hmm. you go from back to catch it all the way around to the treasure?
If you've got a big strip, I can get it really quick.
I don't, though.
Do you like to show off and not use your hands? Sometimes you'll just grab that strip with your teeth and just
never
rip it off.
Never.
Some chicks won't.
I don't want to hurt people. I just want to go quickly and put my hand down and then keep going on because that stops the pain.
Some won't do guys. Some estheticians will not
I'll
wax
do guys.
Guys.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I bring me your hair.
No, I'm trying to work back to what I was
leg.
Saying without having to ask. It's just a
Please,
personal journey I'm on
want,
now.
I want to hear it.
No, it
personal
it,
journey.
Before I take
it
my
is.
Boards, the better the
You get
questions.
To that point where you're like, God, I hate when I'm on the radio and I start talking about one thing and it's my own problem with distractions. It's not a distraction. It's like you're driving down the road and you're having a fun little peaceful ride or whatever, and then you see like a really funny billboard and you almost want to slow down so you can finish reading it or whatever.
Please ask me.
And then you're like, wait a minute, where am I going? I was just so distracted by that fun billboard.
Yep.
I need to start going back and listening to the first segment of the show. And
sorry.
No, there's no sorry. This is like, I love, it's like friends getting together for a four-hour brunch, and they're just
That's what
that
it is.
First initial conversation. Everybody's got something to say, and you know you're going all. But then when the food comes, which is going to be like a song or you know an appetizer,
stop set they call it in the biz.
Yeah, and you're sitting there, and so everybody's eating, and nobody's talking, but you're thinking about the next thing you're going to say, and so are they. And you're like, should I say something about myself, or should I talk about Paige and her new career of waxing vagines?
Yeah, a lot
it's
of
just
them.
I overthink is what it is. But I don't want you to. I want you to listen. I want you to text. I want you to call 1-800-774-0093, the TLCmotors.com phone lines. The FOF line today, right at the very beginning of headlines, we'll give you a little taste of okay. what you're going to hear. Because just talked out the time there, we normally would do it, but we'll... Hey, Paige, you can steal a little bit of sports time from him.
Heck yeah.
Well, it's the way our monetary system is set up.
Talk about balls.
If I don't talk about sports, you're not going to know what's going on. So
that is true.
It's a disservice.
All right, we're going to do sports next then.
Oh, hang on now.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Big news about our president, but Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says
I love her, too.
Says that Trump's doctor called it benign and common, particularly among adults above the age of 70.
Oh,
Trump
Lord.
Is 79.
So?
And she also says that President Trump isn't experiencing any pain. What are we talking about? Well, can he shake hands? Yes, he can. He was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency.
What does that mean?
Which means that...
You masturbate too much.
God, I wonder if he even has the time if you wanted to.
No, I was just making a declaration about you, fat boy.
Well,
I felt now's the time to say it.
That's a given.
People were commenting about the bruising on his hands. But he has common blood flow issues that causes swelling in your ankles and legs.
Oh, man.
And there's swollen feet and enlarged other things.
That's how I saw it. They showed a picture of his legs. And obviously, he wore his pants and socks, but they were big. It's like, man. That
I mean, his legs were big?
Yeah.
Like getting like them hot dog legs like you get?
Yeah, yeah, like from the shins.
It's
shins.
Like the casing of the hot dog is getting stretched too much, like literally... Skin tight skin.
So
they put too much meat in that casing.
What is this thing that we're talking about?
CBI. Trump's hot dog legs.
It's a
Prince. I'm gonna say Prince Albert, but King.
Vitamin.
can't
vitamin.
No, it's a fun game. That's an awful cereal though.
What? He's so a band.
The damn king, king of Britain. Charles.
Charles. Yeah. Yeah, carrot fingers.
His fingers look like damn hot dogs.
Yeah, ding-a-ling. He's got some other.
Tell me about politics. You get hands or feet that look like pork.
Yeah, I feel like Trump, because you know if Trump's in a room full of people, he gets bored pretty quick, so he'll kind of look off and stare. I just wonder if he's like looking at his hands, showing people his fat.
Also, if you're ever in a room with Trump, stare at him, because he'll eventually make eye contact with you and have a moment. Like I've seen, you've seen the meme videos, but also he does that. He's circling the room.
What do you do?
With his eyes. If you're looking at him, he'll point at you, like he'll dot you with his finger. I see you. Thumbs up, wink.
Do you think he does get off my Johnson? The circle below the waist?
I think he does the Wendy's thing on,
Do you like Wendy's?
On all of the, his different constituents. Do you like Wendy's?
Do you? Do you like Wendy's nuts hit your chin?
I saw that video you mentioned yesterday, last night. That's very AI, but still.
I know. See, that's the downside of AI. Like, it's funnier than most real people.
It can have some fun stuff. Like, in the future, if you could, like, what's your favorite movie? Back to the Future. What if I told you that Lamont from San Francisco could be Marty and Doc could be Fred Sanford? They literally could do that. Would you watch your favorite movie with your favorite TV show people playing?
Oh my God.
I would definitely give it a shot.
Yeah.
They could sit there and God, what an awful thing I'm saying, but they could literally feed us the same crap over and over again in different movie form. Oh my God, that's what they do.
AI is very entertaining. A lot of people aren't.
Especially in the comic book world. No offense, Rob Young and others.
You big dummy, we're supposed to go back to 1970.
It's the same. Man, I don't know what to do with. What if we made Spider-Man a pig this time? We call him Peter Porker.
Somebody probably did that.
They really did it.
Yep.
It's a whole part of the universe, Peter Porker. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Go ahead. Sorry.
So let's talk about CVI.
I get prescriptions from there.
It's a circulatory condition where the veins and the legs have difficulty returning blood back to the heart due to damaged valves.
Well, I noticed they're starting to put makeup on his hand, like trying to cover it up there.
Now, if you have problems with your aorta, you definitely need to get that revised. You need to have some kind of surgery, I would say.
Same thing with your urethra, too. See a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the Foxworthy bit, or are you talking about the actual aorta? Like in the heart and the valve?
Yeah, I'm
like
talking about how your blood is pumping through your body. You don't, you know, you may need a pig valve or something.
Not like
Jarvik heart valve.
Aorta, put a license plate on that vehicle.
Yeah.
Aorta. My arms hurt.
My arms. But I don't know why Trump shakes as many hands as he does.
I would fist bump. I would, like, you know how, I don't know if it's the current pope. I don't know how he is about it. The previous pope was like, you don't touch me.
Yeah, he was kind of
Which
odd.
I get. I mean, sorry. If you sit there and get touched by all these people who are probably sick because they want you to touch them, so you'll heal them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Sick, poor, and stinky.
Yeah.
You don't touch.
I mean, that's what Jesus hung out with back in the day, right? I think he said that in the Bible. He didn't hang out with the rich. He hung out with the poor and
before,
the stinky.
Jesus had his unfortunate situation.
Right.
He's probably coming down with something anyway.
And he probably, like, you know, maybe not coming down with some, but probably, like, you know, I'm not saying anything bad or it's sacrilege, but like probably didn't shower all that often. Or, I mean, the guy was a builder, he's a construction worker, and then at night he hung out with whores and people with what was the disease?
Leprosy.
Yeah. Look at you, Zacchaeus.
So
Zacchaeus was shorty. He wouldn't get up in the tree so you could see.
As far as President Trump. His condition,
wee little man.
It doesn't require surgery or any other procedures that might force him to wear compression socks or some kind of elastic wraps.
Oh, man. Yeah,
but
I saw
then he
a lot
may
want to
get out, get some exercise. Or if he's on his feet, you may want to alleviate that. And, you know, I'm on my feet a lot, and I like to keep my feet up in the air.
All right, then. Let's go to break. Put Paige in her pleasure zone.
It makes you feel better if you do yoga and stuff.
It does.
Is what I'm saying.
The fetal position is, you get into that for like 20 minutes a day if you can. Dude, I'm telling you.
I can do it.
It will help you in so many different ways, not just physically, but mentally. I am serious as a heart attack.
I do it every day.
Yep.
I'm kind of curious what Trump eats. Nothing in the White House is free, so he's got to pay for it all. That's every president. I don't know if he's got a personal chef, if he just orders from the kitchen.
I would think if I was him, I'd eat completely clean and I'd have my water fresh. I just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, what you're saying, it's true. Like, you know, in so many movies, we've seen when, like, the butler is the hitman. And it's like the guy who brings you your drink every night before bed is there to really kill you. And he's worked there for 4 years, but this is ultimately a 5-year process.
I don't trust it.
Oh, this man. Is, I would be so. I would. And then you're like, well, what if my wife? She talks with an accent. I don't know if I can trust her now. I don't know. I would only trust Baron. Send Baron out to get food, and that'd be the only person I trust.
To McDonald's.
Right. And bring me a big Diet Coke. Big Diet Coke.
Son. You get some nuggets, some nugs.
Daddy Trump, is it okay if I call you Grandpa? It seems more natural.
Pops. Just call him Pops.
Let me get a double cheese.
Parents' weekend at Barron's College. And then, oh, man, that's kind of...
Can I have a Whopper? No, you cannot.
Okay. I'd like secretly like to do a shoot video with him. A shoot video meaning like where he's blatantly honest. And I'm like, seriously, do you like your dad?
He's got a detail, right? Like, they have to live with him, Baron.
Secret Service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably a couple dudes.
Yeah. Because that's what Amy Carter was talking about, which was very odd to... If you ever heard... I don't know if she wrote a book, but I heard what she said about that, and it was kind of crazy. It's almost like she was fantasizing about one of them guys coming into her bedroom.
Oh, like, well, I hope he's not, but...
I know. I don't think, you know... But they let women be bodyguards now, so cool.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Shoot, they'll probably put you. Bodyguard out with... Whitney Houston.
Oh, they'll redo it, yeah.
Protecting Kevin Costner. Almost said Mel Gibson. All right, thank you, Paige.
I'm a guy singer now.
Fat Boy.
It'd be Bad Bunny, too.
You said, oh, he's
in everything.
Paige says he's so sexy.
Yeah.
What is going on in sports? You said you needed some time today.
We got a clip of Shaq. And
look, Clipper.
Shaq's usually a pretty jovial guy. Not in this clip. He's calling a former fellow athlete out.
Barkley.
No, different sport. Not even a basketball player. So he's taking up for his girl, Angel Reese. You know, when Shaq became president of basketball at Reebok, Angel Reese is one of the first athletes he signed. Plus, they got the LSU connection, you know, from way back anyway. So
you ever broke down the ownership of Reebok, like literally, and just looked at it?
No.
It's crazy, actually.
I was curious to know because watching that documentary, Shaq's president, head of basketball.
That's what made me, yeah.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. I'm like, God, wow, this is wild. It makes you wonder about like all kinds of businesses. You see the face, but then, yeah.
Yeah, like.
It's wild. I mean, let's be honest. Shaq's not sitting in on marketing meetings and planning commercials and such. I mean, he may be in the process, but like he's the figurehead of it. I mean, he's the.
It's like you don't want to track it too far because if you start tracking TKO and, you know, the Saudi trust is going to – they already
were dun, 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 dun. It's Ramadan season.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. You know what sucks, man, is this weekend is the WNBA All-Star Weekend. That don't suck. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
sounds like it.
Yeah, well, some of my favorites aren't making it in there, which is odd. But
plus, it's hosted by the Indiana Fever.
Yeah,
and
which is my now favorite team.
Caitlin Clark's not going to be available for anything this weekend.
Why?
She's got a groin injury.
Oh man, poor thing.
So you know they thought she'd do some 3-point shooting, or she's not going to do anything. It sucks because you know.
She's I won't be hearing reason. About it on Monday.
Do they have, we've talked about prop bets. Fat
Probably
boy.
Wouldn't either way.
Do they have prop bets? Now, we're here this Monday, right? Yes?
Yeah, but it's just WNBA usually is, as far as what you cover with it, kind of touch and go. But
yeah.
And I'm it's not going to give you like scores.
Hot athletes.
Talk about Sophie or Cam Brink.
Yeah.
I know you love Kennedy Carter. So.
Kennedy Carter is just, I'd say if it's man or woman, just an odd bird. An odd bird, really odd bird, but yeah, none of my only one of my like favorites is playing, but
yeah. I saw a new commercial with Sophie on, like
she's America's sweetheart.
She's really.
I need Cam to get I need Cam to get in and quit being injured.
Is it bad to say I wish some of these girls had a little bit more up top to work with than what I'm used to seeing? When I watch these games,
you know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
It's personal preference and stuff. There's a female wrestler that, like, she is, if the Lord said, Matthew, describe the perfect woman for me, I would do it. But I thought when he got to her breasts, he quit listening. Because she is perfect for what I like in every way.
Yeah, it's not bad, but you know.
But, yep. Yeah. And those two that were aforementioned there, really, you know, don't really. But I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because they both have awesome personalities.
Realistic body types without having them altered.
Right.
You know who looks a lot better than people think is Angel Reese. And she's a double-double machine. Points, rebounds, you know, she's really.
Oh, I thought you meant T and A.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, she's good looking. But it kind of feeds us into our clip here. She's in the middle of a ex feud.
Shaq's going on her?
Not, you know.
Oh, taking Shaq, up for her.
He's taking up for her because RG3, kind of, I don't want to see RG3 win at her. He shared a meme. I can't really say what the meme is. But he shared it. It's called a controversial meme. Some may call it a racist meme.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Which is odd because...
Would Kanye put it out?
Yeah, like, that was confusing, too. Like, if you...
I don't know what it is, honestly.
What did
I just don't know how to...
Because, like, I mean, when you said those two, I was like, well, racist can be inter-shared, I feel.
If you put out a meme of the same race as you are, that's not racist, right? I don't know.
I put out white people stuff and don't catch any crap for it. I use the word honky all the time.
Well, you know, Shaq caught wind of it. This has been going on for a little bit. So Shaq had a message for RG3.
RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl Angel Reese. I'm punching your ass. Okay? It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro. You got your job. You got your podcast. Leave my Angel Reese alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. That's the last time. Okay? Thank you. It's not real hate. If you look around what's going on in this real country, that's hate. This is sports. I'm not supposed to like you. It's a shame that all the stuff you did in your life, you're going to be remembered for your podcast. You're going to be remembered for your podcast. That should tell you you're not that.
Well, I don't want to be remembered for
Shaq's Bit podcast. I do not. Like, leave those girls alone. You already spoke on it. Let it go. So what? He hates her. So I hate you now for messing with her. Now what? Say something about me.
He sounds like the devil.
RG3 said he has been getting some threats against his life. He said he just, you know, wants to.
Do you not celebrate. Hear that voice and just see the size of his genitals?
Like, gotta
just
be
huge.
No.
I just hear his balls in my ears.
Like he's dribbling down the court.
Do you wish I had not this big RG3?
God, he's
so funny generally. That's,
you hear that right there? Yeah. Was generally pissed.
Subdued Shaq is a
good for him though, supporting him.
Nobody, you can't be.
Speaking up, you know, why do you have to be so hateful most of the time?
Yep. I don't know how that's
going to
end.
What was he saying about Angel Reese? Just
RG3 had shared a meme on X. That's what people were saying.
Oh, so he shared it in her. Oh, it's about her. Okay, I got you. Okay.
So we out of here, man. But that's Shaq's not the one you want to piss off because he is the largest man in the world. Hands down, got to be.
He's pretty large.
Do you think, like, I mean, when you think about, like, again, hearing that is a side of Shaq that's certainly not a put on and it's real as rain.
Take a vape.
Do you, like, I'm trying to word this right because I don't want to turn this into, like, a weird thing, but that, do you think you could kick his ass in any way, shape, form, or fashion? Like, even if he's blindfolded or one hand behind the back. Like, I can't think right now. Sorry, Penn. I can't think of a fighter in the world or a person that could, literally beat up Shaq. How could you take him down?
Because people always say the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And they're like, well, I know a guy who's short.
That's about trees. That's about trees.
At some point, if you got a shorter guy who knows karate, right, and you got some average, like, at some point, size is going to matter.
Yeah.
It just is.
It is.
Especially if you, you know, surprise somebody, you sneak up behind them.
Especially if you're small and you can kick a larger man's ass.
Well, some would say, oh, I'll just run up with a razor blade and just slice the back of his leg, catch him there in the heel. No, don't Shaq. You ain't going to cut through that.
No.
Achilles.
It's thick.
You're going to have a chainsaw to cut his Achilles.
Plus, what if I come up behind you, I give you a bear hug, and I start, like, I'm humping you? You're like, is this guy trying to fight me? Like, you wouldn't know how to react.
That's a dominance thing in the dog world.
You wouldn't think about trying to fight me. You'd be like, why is this guy humping me?
Yeah.
I already have the mental advantage.
You win.
Yeah, but if you start humping me, I'm going to throw you with an elbow. I'm not going to sit there and wait for you to say, oh, just kidding.
You're going to knock
But that's
going to
enter your mind first, right? Not why is this guy on me, but why is he humping me right now?
Well, I would think it's just a friend. Like, you ever out somewhere? Fat boy, probably not. Pager, you ever out somewhere? And you have somebody come up and get right in your ear and say, what are you doing in here?
Yes.
And it scares the hell out of you, but he turns around and says, oh, it's my friend from a long time ago. Yeah, that's. But there's times, though, when don't do that to me, especially in a bar scene, because my sobriety level might not be to where you want to sneak up on me. You're going to scare me, and you're going to catch a bourbon in the face.
You already said don't wake you up, because if you get woken up, you know, you're going to start swinging.
Before
it goes.
I hit a friend one time who got in my face to try to scare me to wake me up. I didn't give him a black eye, but I swelled it up real good.
Oh, boy.
I said I, not guy.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.